Talk Live, where pop culture, current events, and theology come together. Cutting-edge topics.
Is it wrong for an inefficient entity known as the government to be controlling our health care system?
Truth for the now generation. Guests that push your hot button. Relevant, real radio.
I actually did put a TV in my son's room. Next thing I know, my 5-year-old was cussing at my 8-year-old. I asked him, where'd you learn that? He said, TV.
There you go.
Okay.
Well, a horror story, but I'm glad that there was something that came out of it.
This is Truth Talk Live. Now, from the Truth Booth, your host, Stu Everson.
Does God exist? Multiple choice. Do you say yes? Do you say no? Do you say probably? Hey, Christian out there, is your faith that sort of faith that is ready to be challenged? Do you have the kind of faith, the kind of walk with God that you could stand with someone more intellectual than you perhaps, or someone of a different value system, and defend your faith and share the good news of Christ with them and answer them in a spirit-filled manner without bemeaning or bemoaning or tearing them down? 866-34-TRUTH, can you answer the most important question? It starts with God, it ends with God, and everything in the middle has God written all over it. Or does it? In the Dan Truth Talk Live, let me set this up, folks. A man of God who I have a lot of respect for, who's one of the few pastors I know that he's a typical Saturday for him is in front of an abortion clinic, sharing the good news of Christ in a loving way. He is engaging the culture there, reaching out to women, making a tough choice, and he's had women that God's used him as a deterrent. And then he's also trying to engage the intellectual community, the scholarship community, the campuses of our great country. So tonight, this evening, that's right, for those of you listening in real time, it's this evening. For those of you listening to a best of or a Truth Talk Live weekend edition, just check them out at truthtalklive.com. But the University of North Carolina, Greensboro, is having a debate between this man, Pastor Dustin Seegers, and his comrade, his Dutch debate partner, Cy Tenbruggeneke. Okay, it's good to have him with us on Truth Talk Live. Pastor Dustin, are you there?
Yes, sir, I am. Good to be here.
Yes, sir. Good. Thank you for being on. And where is where's your debate partner, Cy Tenbruggeneke?
I don't even know if I want to show up after you butchering my name like that.
Well, my many years studying Dutch etymology, sir, I can tell you I had to improve upon the way they pronounced it.
My parents are Dutch. My father's originally from Indonesia, but I'm down from Canada.
Okay.
Tenbruggeneke.
Fantastic.
Thanks for having us on.
Well, I can't even pronounce, so now pronouncing your name is even farther. But listen, we're glad you're on. And the good thing about your name is it does get you kind of light in the mood a little bit, right? Especially when you're tackling a debate with an atheist, which can be pretty intense, huh?
Absolutely.
And so,
start off in a light vein because it's a very serious and dire subject.
It's a very serious subject. So you start light. You know what? You don't have to be mean to people if you disagree with them. And we're going to demonstrate that today because my friend Flip from Utah is going to join us on the show here in about 10 minutes or so. And he's Flip. You got to warn. You got to have. You know, every good debate has to have a pre-debate, and so Flip is going to be that pre-debate. And you're going to like this guy. But tell us what's going on tonight, guys. Let me give you some. We love Truth Talk Live. Loves to promote things like this. This is exciting. Everyone that's in the southeast of the United States, that's particularly in the central area of North Carolina, that is near UNC Greensboro, needs to go to this debate. What's happening tonight, Pastor Dustin? Your church, I believe, has put this together. The Shepherd's Fellowship.
Yes, sir, that's correct. Yeah, we actually started a ministry last semester, spring semester of 2010, where we go out and do open-air preaching and one-on-one evangelism on the campus of the University of North Carolina in Greensboro. And the last, what I typically would do is I would put submissions on the blog each week, our church blog, to let people know what was going on the campus, just to kind of let them know, kind of encourage them in the process and the task of evangelism and give them an idea of kind of what some of the things that the culture, our postmodern culture, is saying these days in regards to the claims of Christ. And the last day I was on campus in the spring semester, I put the blog post up, and I got a very friendly and cordial challenge from the UNCG atheists. And they said, hey, if you want some real outreach, why don't you consider doing a moderated formal public debate with us? And we said, sure, anytime, any place. You just let us know where. We'd be glad to do it.
Wow. And so there you are. And so you're setting up tonight. What are you expecting? And where is it on the campus, if you don't mind giving the specific 1020 locale of that?
Sure. It's in the Graham Building in room number 212. Graham Building, room number 212.
Okay. The Graham Building, room number 212.
Like Billy Graham.
Not that the okay, the Graham Building. Okay, how interesting that is. Okay,
right.
Hey, so tell me about your sidekick there, Cy. This guy, your sidekick, Cy. Cy, your sidekick. Tell me about him a little bit.
Well, this brother, I met him years ago through another, actually, an apologetics webcast that we both listened to, and I would call into the show and interact with some of the guests that this host had on, and Cy would also do the same, and so he got my. Got my email address, and we started exchanging emails, and the rest is history. Now we're great friends. We talk to each other several times a week, and we have a wonderful time one with another.
Okay, great. So, Cy, what about this guy? Is he the real thing or what? Is this Pastor Dustin?
I love him dearly. He's a wonderful brother in Christ. Because back home, there's not a lot of people that do apologetics, that defend the faith the way that we do. So it's nice to have Skype. We can talk to each other quite frequently, and share stories, share ways to defend the faith, and just share our faith together. It's just been a real blessing to know him and to know his church family as well.
Yeah, and this is going to be a real treat for folks to come out. What can they expect, and what is the critical answer to the question, does God exist? Can you give us some framework
on how
Christians should approach this?
Right.
Even if you have to give up some of your points, like your slam dunks, you can talk to us right now. We're friends.
Yeah,
we're okay.
I can give it to you in less than 10 seconds. The proof that God exists is that without him, you can't prove anything.
Okay.
In other words, in order to construct any argument against God, you have to borrow from the Christian worldview in order to do it. So when somebody raises an objection against the Christian faith, they're going to use the laws of logic, which are the foundation for all of reasoning. They're going to try to use scientific objections. They're going to use moral objections and also discuss the issue of truth. After all, if you're debating, then there's the presupposition there that there's some type of truth that's to be gotten toward or to be gotten after. And so what we do is we ask them, we say, well, if assuming atheism, let's take that to task, because what's going to happen is when the unbeliever calls and says, well, you know, I don't believe the Bible is true because it's just absolutely riddled with contradictions. We're going to say, well, you know, I can understand the contradiction in my worldview, but I just don't know how you can. If everything's the result of time, chance, and natural processes, and everything's the result of just physical matter in motion, how do you come up with immaterial abstract laws by which you disagree with the Christian worldview?
Hmm.
And so the very worldview that they use to attack Christian theism doesn't provide what's needed to destroy Christian theism. And so in order to try to do that, you have to borrow from Christian theism in order to attack Christian theism.
And what do you say about that, Cy?
That's the very gist of my website. I don't think we mentioned that yet, but my website is called proofthatgodexists.org.
Oh, that's cool. Proofthatgodexists.org. I don't have to ask you what that site's about.
No, not at all. But what you'll see when you get to that website is that we defend the faith differently than, I would say, 99% of the Christians or the websites out there.
No kidding.
Most of the Christians, when they defend the existence of God, they give evidence for the existence of God. And the thing is that I want to ask my Christians and brothers and sisters, where in the secular world do you most often hear evidence being given? And that's in the court of law. What I want to ask them is, who do you give evidence to in the court of law? Well, you give it to the judge and the jury. And I'd like to ask them, when you give evidence to the unbeliever, who is the judge and the jury? It's the unbeliever. And I ask them, who's on trial? And they say, God is on trial. And that's not the way we're supposed to defend the faith. It says in Scripture that we're not supposed to test God. So what we do is we start with the presupposition that God exists, and we take the mask off the atheist. We show them, just as it says in Romans 1, that they do know that God exists, and that they're suppressing the truth about him. So when they make logical objections, we show that they borrow from our worldview. When they make scientific and moral objections, we show them that they do the same thing. For instance, you cannot make a moral objection unless you have an absolute standard of morality, and you need that from Christianity.
Okay. How about that? Okay, now, you know, something else that, and I want to give you guys my network break, so when you hear the music, just hang with me, and then we've got Flip the Atheist joining us just after that to talk about, and maybe he may challenge some things you guys are bringing up here, and we're going to have a good, friendly discussion, but Let me just ask you, Pastor Dustin, you've been on the show before talking about what's a pastor doing at an abortion clinic on a Saturday morning when a lot of pastors are sleeping in, and that's nothing wrong with sleeping in, believe me. Thank the Lord, there's nothing wrong with that. But what, Pastor Dustin, you do that. How does worldview connect with your activity there ministering the gospel at these abortion clinics?
Well, a Christian worldview says that we are to cast down arguments and bring everything into captivity to the obedience of Christ. And so the false philosophies of secularism and other philosophies such as nihilism, feminism, have led to the destruction of 4,000 lives a day in America. So our base is to go out there and save the lives, preach the gospel to those who are getting.
Okay, and I want to give this break to you on the who, what, where, and when of this event. So everyone stay tuned for Truth Talk Live.
Truth Talk Live.
Okay, Truth Talk Live is moving. No, we're not leaving the airways. We're moving to the weekends. So if you turn the show on one day and we're not there, don't worry, we haven't gone anywhere. Just go to truthtalklive.com for an explanation. I just did a little video to explain what's going on, what God's doing. He's involving me more in the work of this Truth Network as it's growing to reach more people for Christ. Include, in fact, that's how we met Flip, through this Truth Network station in Utah. And he's going to be on the show right now to talk to these new friends here that we have on. So truthtalklive.com. Also, we have information there about this gentleman who's with Pastor Dustin. They're doing a debate. They're staging a debate tonight. Who exactly are you debating there, Pastor Dustin?
We have two young men that will be debating. One man is a recent graduate, and he just graduated with a political science degree. The other young man was the president of the UNCG Atheists, Agnostics, and Skeptics, and we'll be debating both of them. And they were very cordial to us, and we've had a good time talking to them and interacting with them. Should be a very profitable interchange.
So, Cy, you can disagree without being disagreeable, without being mean and mean-spirited? Is that correct?
That's what it says in 1 Peter 3:15, that we have to defend with gentleness and respect. And
okay.
That's endeavor to do. But one thing you have to keep in mind, though, when you do it with gentleness and respect, you take the legs out from their worldview, doesn't mean they're going to love you. Yeah. And I have a lot of people that hate me, even though I'm gentle.
I got you. But you got to get them to the gospel. And I want to do that today, because isn't the gospel the power of God and the salvation, guys?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Okay, very good. Now, you have a website that has to do with proof that God exists. What's the title? What's the website name, Cy? Is it anything remotely close to what it has to do with?
Proof that God exists.
Oh, man, am I
and
good.
The thing is, what I want to tell
how
people
about that?
Too, yeah. The website is not there to prove that God exists, despite
yes,
the thing.
I got
gotcha.
You.
It shows that we don't need proof, that there is
very
proof
good.
Okay. Unbelievable.
Check it out, listeners. Check out that debate tonight, and check out this debate with them and Flip the Atheist coming back on Truth Talk Live.
This is the Truth Radio Network.
Oryx Labor Day blowout sale starts this Friday through Labor Day Monday. Find great deals like the famous Oryx XL Upright priced as low as $199. The Oryx Multipurpose Floor Machine is just $299. Oryx is the leading seller of air purifiers in America, and their sale price now. And Oryx offers a 30-day in-home trial, 0% financing, and no money down. In Greensboro at the Shops at Friendly Center and at Wendover Place. In Winston at Haynes Mall Boulevard. And in Burlington at University Commons. Don't miss Oryx Labor Day blowout sale.
Hi, I'm Dustin Seegers, pastor teacher of Shepherd's Fellowship. Do you hunger and thirst after righteousness? Are you looking for an oasis of biblical truth in a desert of doctrinal falsehood? Do you desire a church that lives what it preaches? If so, I want to invite you to Shepherd's Fellowship. We're a Sovereign Grace Baptist church committed to excellent Bible teaching, daily cross-bearing for the Lord Jesus, loving and serving the church, and reaching out to the lost. For more information, visit our website at graceinthetriad.com or give us a call at 336-848-7197.
Honey, I'm bored. How about we go out to dinner for a change?
Sounds good to me. I love going out to eat. Hey, are you trying to sabotage my diet?
Of course not. What do you mean?
I mean, it's impossible to eat healthy at restaurants. Can't do it.
Sure you can. At Mayflower Seafood in Rural Hall. They have a lot of healthy dishes, all cooked in zero trans fats.
Yeah, I'll bet they're expensive.
Would I be even talking about them if they were? I think not. They're very affordable. You get more for your money, and kids' meals start at only $1.99. Oh, and the seafood and pasta dishes are unbelievable. And the steaks and chicken, I mean, honey... Hey, where'd you go?
We're in the car. Hurry up. Let's get to Mayflower Seafood in Rural Hall.
Mayflower Seafood in Rural Hall. Serving up healthy and delicious seafood for more than 27 years. With discounts for churches and youth groups. On Highway 52 North, exit 118 on the right. Call 969-2130.
Does God exist? Can you answer the most important question? Now, a couple of our guests say yes, he does, and his existence changes everything. One of our guests says no, he doesn't. That would be Flip, and he's on with us on Truth Talk Live right now. Now, Flip, let me introduce you to the other guest. We've got Pastor Dustin and his friend. Another Christian is Cy. So, Cy and Pastor Dustin, say hello real quick here to Flip.
Hey, Flip, how you doing? Good to have you on with us, my friend.
Good to meet you, man.
All right, it's nice to meet you guys.
So, Flip, we're asking this question. What is your answer to this question, does God exist?
My answer is probably not.
Okay. And I want to give you guys a little context for Flip, and then I'm going to turn them right over to you for, you know, to have a good conversation. But we did a show earlier this week, How Much Do I Need to Perform to Earn God's Love? And a special guest, Pastor Alan Wright, incredible man of God, with Sharing the Light Ministries, was on. And Flip, you made this statement, I'll pass on God's love. Now, you got to understand this, Pastor Dustin and Cy, you know, things were kind of slowing down on the comments there on the Facebook page. And all of a sudden, Flip, you had to throw that out there. And then all the Facebook friends, all 4,500 of them, decided they wanted to talk to you, Flip. And all of a sudden, man, so he said that. Now, but what do you guys say to Flip? He says, I'll pass on God's love. He's been disenfranchised with all the corrupt, horrible things done in the name of Christianity. And you heard him say, he says he's gonna say God doesn't exist. Take it away, Pastor Dustin or Cy. What do you say to him?
I would just say, why would you pass on God's love?
Well, like the debate that I was having in the comment section there on Facebook is that when we talk about God's love, the definition seems to be very different from what we talk, how we talk about love in our day-to-day lives. The question that I've been putting to them repeatedly is, you know, I reject the gospel. I've heard the gospel. I used to believe the gospel. I reject the gospel. What is going to happen to me when I die? According to you guys, I'll ask you.
Well, you're going to, instead of getting God's love, you're going to get God's justice. Because the grounds for God's love is based upon his son. And so what the scripture says is if you continue to reject the gospel, you continue to reject the light that God's given you, God is going to give you exactly what you deserve, which is an eternity in hell. And the reason for that is because when you die and go to hell, you don't stop sinning. You continue to sin forever. You're actually confirmed in your sin. But on the other hand, it's not just that, but because God's standards of righteousness are infinitely holy and God is, as to his nature, infinitely holy, God, by his own justice, to maintain his own justice, must punish you forever in hell as a display of his righteous justice.
That's exactly the point that I was trying to get at. Is that when we talk about God's love, it's a very long answer. Now, I'm just fine that you believe that, because if you accept the idea of God, if you accept the idea of vicarious redemption and the gospel, then it makes perfect sense that God's love means that I'm going to burn forever in hell. I don't accept those premises, and that's why I don't want God's love. But that's not why I don't believe in God. And also, Stu mentioned, you know, all the horrific things done in the name of God's driver. That's not why I don't believe in God. Or, you know, I was raised a Mormon, and you guys don't believe in Mormonism for plenty of good reasons, and I don't believe it for a lot of the same reasons. But that's also not why I don't believe in God. I don't believe in God because there's no evidence.
Okay, now, Flip, if you don't mind me just interjecting there for a little bit.
Sure.
One of the things that I want you to keep in mind is that God does not send people to hell for denying something they don't know. The people in hell are there for their sin against the God that they do know. So it's our position that you actually do know that God exists. Now, you've raised a number of logical objections to Christianity. But now my question is, what is the standard of logic that you use in order to level these objections? Because we say that logic is involved, it's universal, it's abstract, and it does not change. And our position is that God is universal, he's not made of matter, and he does not change. Logical laws make sense in our worldview. But when you raise logical objections to Christianity, I'd like to know how in your worldview you account for those objections. How do you account for universal, abstract, immaterial laws in your worldview?
Well, this is really high philosophy, and I am just a regular guy. But the main thing is that in the Christian worldview and the Christian system, faith is a requirement. It's a necessary part of the belief system. Faith is one of the ways that you know things. Faith is a requirement of salvation. Am I wrong?
That's correct.
Now, I reject the notion of faith as a system of knowing things, because the Christian definition of faith amounts to believing in something for which not only do you not have evidence, but for which you cannot have evidence. Because things that we have evidence for, we don't discuss in terms of faith. We discuss in terms of knowledge or maybe even belief.
Actually, that's not what the Bible teaches. The Bible says faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And what the Scripture tells us is that in order for us to have reason, we must begin with faith. But it's not just Christians that have that. Everybody has a faith or a presupposition that they begin with. They have beliefs that can't be proven in the science lab or can't be observed in nature. And so our question for you is, when you raise objections against Christianity and you demand evidence, you want to see some hard evidence, what we want to know is, by what standard do you say that evidence is the standard? In other words, where do you get that standard from? If there is no God which maintains uniformity and consistency to the universe, where do you get immaterial, abstract laws in a universe that's only made of matter?
Well, again, really high philosophy.
I can dump a little bit for you, because it's a very difficult argument.
And simplify for Stu, too, the host, because you guys are in some high cotton here, man.
Yeah, you're reasoning against our worldview. How do you know that your reasoning is valid?
Yeah, exactly. This is really high philosophy. Once again, trying to get this idea of faith, because the thing is, you know, you guys talk about faith in the resurrection, because, you know, we can't know that that happened the same way that we know that, I don't know, what did you have for breakfast this morning? You know, we talk about matters of faith and matters of sort of things we accept day to day. I mean, you know, if I had to apply this, how do I know this is real? How do I know what I'm doing philosophy to every choice I made in the day? It would take me a week to get out of bed, and it would be Christmas before I'd managed to fry an egg.
Okay, we
go through life all the time making these assumptions, and we don't think of things in matters of faith. What the things we talk about faith are these high concepts of God and, you know, whatever it is that, you know, this worldview that you're supporting by applying this faith notion, which is to believe in something without evidence. Evidence things have not seen. That's what that means.
Let's bring it right down to the basics. How do you know what you had for breakfast?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's recent memory, which I generally trust. It's not infallible, but for the most part, yeah, I can rely on my recent memory.
Yeah, what's your basis for relying, for trusting your memory?
It works out usually. Right. When I think to myself, where did I leave my wallet? I left it on my desk. I go to my desk, and there's my wallet.
More often than not.
Do I have gas in my car? Yes, I put gas in my car.
Okay. Okay.
Your memory is up.
Follow up with this question on memory. We have a caller with a non-religious reason for God, debating atheist with theist. Does God exist? More on Truth Talk Live after this. Hang on.
This is the Truth Radio Network.
Since 1971, Dean's Office Machines has served the Triad and surrounding areas with their award-winning products and service. From their line of copiers and printers to their comprehensive document storage systems, Dean's Office Machines has the knowledge and product to fill all your needs. They also offer factory-authorized service and support. Nonprofits, call them about their copier donation program. Call 336-379-7062 or visit deansom.com. Dean's Office Machines, partnering with you for the best impression.
Little Richard's Barbecue of Winston-Salem and Wahlberg encourages you to join the Meadowview Baptist Church broadcast with Pastor Robert Hutchins each Sunday afternoon at 1:15 on AM 830 WTRU The Truth. When you're hungry for the Word, tune in to Meadowview Baptist Church Sundays at 1:15. And when you're hungry for some authentic, mouth-watering Lexington-style hickory smoked barbecue, come by Little Richard's Barbecue on Country Club Road in Winston-Salem or our Little Richard's Barbecue of Wahlberg. That's Meadowview Baptist Church Sunday afternoons at 1:15 on AM 830 WTRU The Truth.
Optimal Health Chiropractic on Old Glory Road in Clemens. Here's Dr. Adam with some more practical health information.
Your body is a self-healing organism. God made us that way. For instance, if you cut your arm, the body can heal the cut without band-aids or antibiotics. In fact, all living things have the ability to heal themselves naturally. If your body has the ability to heal itself, why doesn't it? The answer, sometimes we don't give our body enough time to heal on its own, or the actual cause of the problem is still present, interfering with the healing process. Most patients who develop health challenges search for a pill or a potion to relieve their discomfort instead of locating the cause of the problem and removing the cause. By removing the actual cause, it allows our body an opportunity to heal naturally. For example, infections are not a lack of antibiotics in your bloodstream. They're caused by a suppressed immune system. Why is your immune system suppressed? Poor diet, no exercise, stress, or maybe nerve interference. Why not find out why the body isn't healing itself like it should and remove the interference?
Optimal Health Chiropractic on Old Glory Road in Clemens. Call 712-4100. That's 712-410.
Here's your WTRU True Triad weather. Tonight you can expect clear skies with an overnight low of a balmy 67 degrees. Tomorrow's going to be mostly sunny and dry with a high of 93 degrees. While tomorrow night there's a very, very slight chance of rain with mostly clear skies and a low of 64. Now let's take a look at your True Triad traffic.
Good afternoon, I'm Mike Kremitas with your True Traffic. Bit slow, I-40 in each direction because of an earlier traffic stop. Also tapping on the brakes each way at Randleman. Winston-Salem delays 52 northbound Stadium to MLK, southbound 16th to MLK. Get Time Warner Digital Cable with video on demand for only $44.95 a month for 12 months. Call 1-800-TW-CABLE now.
Forex Labor Day blowout sale, Friday through Monday. Uprights as low as $199. Huge savings on Carvax, cordless brooms, cordless irons, and more. O-R-E-C-K, Oric. Currently in East Bend, it's partly cloudy and 87 degrees. For AM 830 The Truth, I'm Brian Howard. Now let's get back to Truth Talk Live.
Dial 788-9122, and we'll come get that car for you. Hi, Bob here from 109 U Pullet, here to thank everyone who has done business with us in the past 12 years. Whether you sold us a car, brought in a load of scrap metal, or saved money by buying a used part, we thank you. If you have not done business with us, we encourage you to give us a try. Stop by 109 U Pullet and register to win free Wet n' Wild tickets.
I've waited all summer for the next great Christian movie to come out in the tradition of Jonathan Sperry and Fireproof. What If, produced by Jerry Jenkins, the author of the Left Behind series.
For Ben Walker, a divine intervention.
Real.
I'm an angel sent here to help you straighten out your life.
Gives him a second chance.
Paul, the great What If.
What if follow God's plan for your life instead of your own?
What If.
Now playing at the Carousel 15 on Battleground in Greensboro.
ORG.
We interrupt this compelling debate between Christians and atheists to bring an announcement. Truth Talk Live, as I mentioned earlier in the show, is shifting gears, moving to a weekend release, and some of you are going to hear from wonderful teachers like David Jeremiah, more of him, and Alistair Begg, and other great teachers. And some of you are going to hear from Dr. Michael Brown. Dr. Brown just wanted to call in and say a hello, a goodbye to Stu, because this is the last week I'm live daily. But moving to weekends, Dr. Brown, you've been such a wonderful guest host, and some folks like our friends in the upstate of South Carolina going to be hearing from you coming next week. So,
Greenville, Spartanburg area, can't wait to be filling that hour where Truth Talk Live is, and we will be a voice of moral sanity, spiritual clarity, tackle the controversies, touch the hot-button issues, and looking forward to filling the slot well for you, Stu.
Wonderful. You've been a great warrior for the kingdom, and we're so excited that you're a part of the Truth Network, the line of fire. You can hear that all over the place. A lot of you listen to him daily, and then, of course, he's going to be filling in the time slot where I am in some markets. So stay tuned, and stay tuned to TruthTalkLive.com for updates on that. God bless you, Dr. Brown. Thanks for that update.
All right, thanks, dude.
You take care. What a great man of God, a dear friend, and I tell you, that's a bright guy right there. We got some other bright guys on the line, like Flip, our atheist friend from Utah, who's with us right now, who's put some things on there, like I'll pass on the love of God. He's put that at the Facebook page here recently. And Pastor Dustin and Cy, our debating a big, they're doing a big debate with a couple atheists at the University of North Carolina, Greensboro, and that is tonight, folks, if you're able to get there, in the Graham Building, Building 12 on the campus of University of North Carolina, Greensboro. Now, we were talking, Pastor Cy and Pastor Dustin, you were challenging Flip about, you know, you're challenging, if Flip is challenging the Christian worldview, you know, how does he know what his view is right if he's going to say that, does God exist? In your view that God does exist is wrong. Can you finish that line of thinking? You asked him what he had for breakfast this morning, and then we're going to bring a caller in here, but finish that line of thinking. I think it was Cy that was asking that question.
Right. Well, I want to make a correction. I'm not a pastor. I'd love to be someday, but I'm not a pastor now. I'm just a dude with a website.
All right.
So what Flip was talking about earlier, he didn't like the idea of Christian faith, but he said that he knew what he had for breakfast this morning, and I asked him, how does he know his memory is valid? And he gave me a bunch of memories to validate his memory. Well, my point is that when he says, I remember my memory is valid, he's using vicious circular reasoning. He actually has blind faith in his ability to reason. Now, we have faith in our ability to remember things accurately, but our faith is based on the fact that we know we were created in God's image. So we have a basis for trusting our memory. And my question for Flip is, what's the basis for trusting your memory other than your memory? And the same could be said for his senses and reasoning. He's going to tell me that I sense and reason that my reasoning is valid. And I'm saying that without God, that's a viciously circular argument. So I'd like to know, Flip, how do you know your memory is valid? How do you know your senses are valid? And how do you know your reasoning is valid according to your worldview?
Okay, I can tackle a little bit of this. So not only do I remember having breakfast, but I can walk into my kitchen and there's a pan and there's a bit of fried egg on it and it smells like bacon and there's a plate with bits of food on it. I could ask my girlfriend. She was here, you know, and then you keep coming to this broad question of how can we know anything? If we applied this type of questioning to every aspect of our lives, we'd never get anywhere. Now, I mean, even if we accept this idea like, the intelligent design or the creator, that the universe and everything in it demands a creator, which I imagine is something you're going to be arguing tonight with us, even if we accept this idea, first off, who created the creator? How do we know that's really it? I mean, how do we know? I could ask this question. So that's why we apply critical reasoning, the rules of evidence and logic, right?
Now, I want you to really pay attention to is that he totally dodged the question as to how he knows his memory, his senses, and reasoning are valid. He gave us an irrelevant thesis. He's telling about things but the thing is,
grant you that because this is very high philosophy, I'm not prepared to talk about
break
it.
But break it down for Flip. I mean, essentially, he says he doesn't believe God exists. He's frustrated and fed up with all the heinous things that all these Christians have done. He's like got that license, that bumper sticker, "Lord, deliver me from your followers," all over his car. What do you say to him, Cy? And break it down. What do we do to lead him to Christ?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, I used to be one of those guys that had a bumper sticker like that too, and the Lord saved me almost 16 years ago now. The thing that we're trying to point out is that if you don't begin with God, you're going to end up reducing yourself to absurdity from an intellectual standpoint, and spiritually that's going to lead to your demise. Now, you'd mentioned earlier that who created the Creator? Well, I don't know how the other world religions answer that question. I know that Mormonism tries to offer that there was an infinite, as long as there's been gods, there's been worlds, and that there's an infinite number of gods that have existed before now. But the Bible
sounds
says
ridiculous,
that God's
doesn't
always
it?
Hold on. The Bible says that God's always existed. Psalm 90, verse 2 says, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. But when you come to the table, you're calling all of that into question. And I want to know, when you do that, you're using, again, the laws of logic. You're using your senses and your reasoning. You're reading the page. You're looking at evidence and so on and so forth. Again, how do you know that your senses are valid? How do you know that your reasoning is valid? And to assume that your reasoning is valid, to prove that your reasoning is valid, to assume that your senses are valid, to prove that your senses are valid, is a viciously circular argument. It's a logical fallacy called begging the question. And the thing is, we've always found that when the unbeliever attacks our worldview, they have to assume certain things about the world that they can't prove based upon their own standards, like the immaterial laws of logic that we mentioned earlier. And to break it down and make it really simple, again, how do you know what you had for breakfast this morning? The fact that you can remember what you had for breakfast this morning is proof that the Christian God exists, because without him, you couldn't prove anything. God maintains uniformity of nature. He's created your mind and my mind to work in such a way that you and I can have this conversation right now. But if that wasn't the case and everything's just a result of sound and fury signifying nothing, as Shakespeare said, then you and I couldn't have this conversation. You and I wouldn't be here, first off. And then we wouldn't be able to have a cogent conversation by which we are bound and obligated to maintain any logical obligations in the first place.
No,
you ever thought about that?
The trouble with this whole line that you're taking, because, I mean, it is an incredibly difficult thing to answer, but it all applies to the Christian worldview, too. How do we know that God existed from everlasting to everlasting? Because the Bible said so. Right. How do we know that the Bible's true?
Let me ask you a quick question first, Cliff. If the Christian God exists, he's omnipotent and omniscient, could he reveal some things to us such that we can know them for certain? Is that a possibility?
Yeah, I suppose he could.
Okay, so now you have just given us, the Christian, an avenue to certainty. When I make knowledge things, I can say God revealed them to us such that we can know them for certain. But my question is for you, how can you know anything for certain? And do you know anything for certain? If you say you don't, that's our position. Without God, you can't know anything.
Let's interject something here. I think what you guys might be saying is the very fact that every time Flip opens his mouth and gives and articulates intellect and creativity, even though he's kind of denouncing or questioning the very God we serve, that's a reflection of the glory of God who gave Flip this great mind. He gave Flip these creative. Flip, the more you talk, the more you spew and spill out the glory of God. Do you realize what you're doing?
Yeah, it's evidence. The more
you're giving evidence of a creator God who gave you this intellect. That's pretty heavy, though, Flip. Did I go over your head on that? That was pretty heavy for me, too.
No, I follow you. Okay. Somebody wants to make a point, but then I'd like to make a point after that.
Okay, well, Jason's been hanging on forever. Let's get Jason in here. Jason is a Raleigh caller who might be able to sneak his way down that 85-40 corridor to Greensboro for the big debate tonight that you're going to hear Dustin and Cy take on some of the atheists at Greensboro, University of North Carolina, Greensboro, tonight. At what time, guys?
It'll be from starting 7 o'clock promptly. It'll be till 9 p.m.
Good gravy. 2 hours.
I just want to interject quickly, Stu. Nailed the argument.
Uh-oh.
Last thing you just said, you nailed it, and you're the fastest person I've ever seen to pick it up.
Good gravy. Well, what can I say? Before I pat myself on the back, though, I got to see what Jason says. Jason, you're our True Talk Live with Stu. Go ahead, man. Jump on in here.
Hi. I appreciate you letting me on, and I'm sorry to interrupt. You guys were at a really great point, but earlier I was just thinking the thing that helped me out a lot in this is that it's as simple as noting creation. If there's a book on a table, you don't assume that book came from nothing, because generally in science, nothing can come from nothing. So I can say, well, someone wrote the book. Okay, well, then who created the person? Generally, also, when things are created in science and even through math, they're not greater than the thing that created them. They're usually equal to or less than, and I've never seen that replicated otherwise. So if you can say there's a building, obviously you would never say that building came from nothing. You would assume that someone built it and they had a design when they did so. If you can get to agnosticism, then further discussions can take you, obviously, to faith and to a particular faith, and then you can know and be reconciled to God. But first, it's really easy to get from atheism, I believe, not to discount your belief right now.
Well, I'd like to mention there that we don't use that argument. We don't use that argument because that doesn't start with God. It leads to some kind of a generic God.
Okay.
You can't even make sense of that argument without starting with God.
Okay. Okay, but Jason, I appreciate your call, man. You're throwing more on the table here. We'll have Flip and these two Christians sorted out when we come back on Truth Talk Live. Hang on.
Truth Talk Live.
This is the Truth Radio Network.
Transworld Radio wants you to help them reach 10 million more people for the gospel. Dr. Lauren Libby, what are you saying about this effort?
Well, it's a vital effort. People are coming to Christ, 10,000 people per day. It's a unique opportunity. About 7 cents expose a person to Jesus Christ and help them grow.
Give your gift to Transworld Radio. Pray about supporting this ministry, vital to the gospel in China. Help them now. Their toll-free number is what?
Toll-free number, 1-800-456-7897. 1-800-456-7897.
Have you heard the expression, hurt people, hurt people?
Hi, I'm Lisa Turkers with Proverbs 31 Ministries. When someone hurts my feelings, it can ruin my whole day. I find myself getting withdrawn. I snap at my kids. I'm short with my husband. Why is it so hard to step back from a hurtful situation and recognize it as one incident and not a life-defining moment? This is something I've decided to work on. When someone says something hurtful, I'm going to ask myself if any part of their statement was justified. I want to learn the truth of the situation. I also need to pray and ask God to remind me of His constant love and forgiveness for me. I'm not a bad person, and the one hurting me isn't either. We're both humans in need of the grace that God so freely gives. Lastly, I must forgive this person before bitterness has the chance to set in and rob my joy. For more encouragement, log on to Proverbs31.org.
Do you have questions about your IRA, 401k, managing your retirement savings, investment growth, or other important financial decisions? These days, we all have questions about money. But how do you know if you're making the right decision if you don't have guidance and direction? Thankfully, the Financial Safari is here to help. Every Saturday, tune in for important financial information you need to know. Get even more information by visiting CoachPeteRadio.com. Get the truth about your finances on the Financial Safari, Saturdays at 8 on the Truth Radio Network.
Who in their right mind would raise taxes by $1 billion in the middle of a recession while the state is suffering through a 10% unemployment rate? The Democrat-controlled General Assembly did just that. Who would not allow more charter schools and would not allow a school voucher program? The Democrat-controlled General Assembly did just that. It's time for conservative Christians to stand up and say enough of this foolishness. In the 2010 November election, we have a chance to make a long-needed change in Raleigh. Conservatives need to change only 9 state House seats and 6 state Senate seats from Democrat to Republican to gain control in Raleigh. Polling suggests that there's a real possibility that this can happen, but only if you get involved, volunteering your time and donating your money. Go to our website at winbignc.com for details, candidate endorsements, and to make an online contribution. Only if Christians volunteer, contribute, and vote will North Carolina finally change. Find out more at winbignc.com.
This talk about God. Does God really exist? This is the question of the ages. How you answer that question determines everything. According to our guest on both sides of the aisle, we have Flip the Atheist, a great regular caller from Utah. We have Pastor Dustin and Cy, some gentlemen that are, you guys are about to tee off in a big debate in Greensboro, North Carolina tonight. You're actually setting up right now. We appreciate you joining us by cell phone. If we hear some commotion, you guys are busy at it getting ready for the big event tonight. Is that right?
Yes, sir. We're in transit right now as we talk.
Okay. You know, the last caller brought up causality. You wanted to speak to that, but then you wanted to get into this whole notion of the, you know, where that goes. So tell me why you disagree with Jason, because I thought Jason's argument sounded pretty plausible.
Well, there's a couple of problems. Number one, it doesn't prove the Christian God. It just gives you a deistic version of God. Secondly, it's not true that you need the Christian God in order to make that argument. You can use that you use the Mormon God. You can use many other finite gods in order to make that argument. So it will not get you the Christian God. It will just get you the philosopher's God. And then most importantly, a smart atheist is going to come along and say, why should I believe that everything that begins to exist needs to have a cause?
Okay, what about...
So that's part of the problem with it. But now, one of the things that I want to say in follow-up to that, it is true. Romans 1 tells us that every man knows that God exists in his heart of heart. God has revealed himself through creation. The heavens are declaring the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. But what Romans 1 says men will do is they will take the knowledge that they have and they'll suppress it in unrighteousness and they'll trade it in for futile speculation. They'll give themselves over to the philosophies of the world, whatever that different philosophy may be, whether it's a false religion or whether it's one of the isms that's offered by humanism or secularism or whatever. In that process, they can actually deceive themselves into believing psychologically that there is no God or that God is Krishna, or that there are a plurality of gods or something of that nature. But the scripture clearly says that God's hardwired within us the knowledge of the Creator. And it's not enough knowledge to save us. That's what we're preaching the gospel. But it is enough knowledge to damn us.
Well, that's the thing with Flip here on the line. And Flip, you've been so gracious to hang on there. You know, you can give flip every intellectual argument that you can hit, every juggernaut that you can think of, but ultimately, what's going to change Flip's heart and turn him to the cross and cause him to trust in Jesus as his Savior?
Well, ultimately, we can come to Flip all day long to remove the case. We've already pointed out, and it, with gentleness and respect, Flip's begging the question all over the place. Uses his logic, uses his rhetoric, uses the sentence to make that he's actually depending upon the very God that he denies. But the problem is, unless he's born of the Spirit, unless he's born again, he will not see the kingdom of God. The problem is not intellectual. People have plenty of evidence to believe in the existence of God. The problem is not intellectual, it's moral.
Well, you mean to tell me that people have existed before, like even in Bible times, that saw the miracles of Jesus, that saw the irrefutable evidence of the resurrection, irrefutable evidence of the miracles of God, and they rejected them? You mean to tell me that?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, in Matthew 28:17, the Bible says that right before the ascension of Jesus Christ, he's given the Great Commission.
Okay.
It says that some doubted.
Wow.
You got the resurrected Christ, holes in his hands, holes in his side, but some doubted. The evidence.
Okay, some doubted. Okay, Flip wants to respond to that, and we'll do so after, with him after the break. Hang on, folks. Okay, all of you that are in the Greensboro, North Carolina neck of the woods, Pastor Dustin and his friend Cy, you guys are going to be there tonight debating at 7 o'clock. Is that right?
Yes, sir. That's right.
Okay, it's a live network break. I just wanted to plug your event for everyone to go out. You're debating two of the members of the atheist group, Skeptics Club, those kind of folks, at UNC, University of North Carolina, Greensboro, and that's the Graham Building, Building 12, correct?
That's right. That's correct.
Okay, listeners, anyone listening can come out. And how much are the tickets? What's the deal in getting in?
It's free. No okay. charge. Free
okay.
admission.
Okay, free admission. Want to remind you of two big events at truthtalklive.com while I'm here with you, wrapping up the network break. The Christian Apologetics event with Alex McFarland, October 15th and 16th. The day before, October 14th, the David Jeremiah event. Now, folks, call with your tickets. Pastors, promote this in your church. Call this number. It's also at truthtalklive.com, 800-947-1993. Please, you'll be blessed and encouraged with David Jeremiah. He's also going to be in Greensboro at the Greensboro Coliseum, 800-947-1993. All this stuff is at truthtalklive.com.
This is the Truth Radio Network.
Change my heart, O God. Make me ever true. In Proverbs, the Bible says, he who blesses his friend with a loud voice, rising early in the morning, it will be counted a curse to him. Are you a morning person? I'm one of those people. To me, the morning is the best part of the day, but after 33 years of marriage, I have learned that my wife Joyce is not a morning person. This verse fits me to a T. I have talked with missionaries that have people coming to their door all hours of the day and night, and are always being bombarded by people in need. In Brazil, for instance, they clap at their door instead of knocking. I heard a missionary say one day, if one more person claps this early in the morning, I'm going to scream. Today, in your quiet time, remember to pray for your pastor and missionaries who are serving at home or on the field. They, too, may not be a morning person. For more information on missionary life or ways to pray for your missionaries, go to shalomhomes.org. Change my heart, O God. May I be like you.
I'm Gary Crossland. The Gospels are historically reliable, and here's why. There are 9 totally independent first century New Testament authors who all testify about the life and ministry of Jesus. That's 9 people who wrote about Jesus shortly after he died, and up to 6 of them were eyewitnesses. You never see that kind of credibility in any other literature in the ancient world. In fact, you never see 4 independent historians all writing about the same events and quoting the same historic figure. The life of Jesus is the most reliable and verifiable story ever written before the invention of the printing press. If you believe in the Gospels, you should get a copy of the Merged Gospels book or audiobook. It's all 4 Gospels literally translated and merged into one flowing chronological story with not one word of Scripture taken out. And you can buy either one of them for any price. Just go to MergedGospels.com.
Does God exist? Are you able to stand in the gap and share the Lord Jesus Christ even to a hostile crowd? Well, that's happening tonight. The Atheist Club, the Skeptics Club, a bunch of atheists are in Greensboro, North Carolina, are staging a debate. Well, they've invited a pastor to help them stage a debate, and he's brought in his buddy, The host of the website proofthatgodexists.org, Cy, is with us. Both of them, you can find out about their ministries at truthtalklive.com. But we've been talking most of the hour to Flip, and Flip, you've been a great sport. I want to give you kind of a chance to respond to these guys, Flip. But Flip, I just want to ask you, Flip, the Bible says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. Flip, you can call out to Jesus Christ right now, and he will save you. I'm getting past all the intellectual stuff, I know, but I'm just telling you, he's real. Don't you want to trust Christ? Don't you want to know him and know the fullness of joy and be forgiven, your sins forgiven? Don't you want that, Flip, right now?
Well, you know, the guy that I buy my curry supplies from wants me to submit to Allah and tells me that that would bring a lot of joy and peace into my life. And I have the same answer for him. I don't believe it. Now, I got a lot of catching up to do, and so I'll be really quick.
Be real quick, because Jason, we only got about 2 minutes left.
Yeah, I'm going as quick as I can. For the caller, Jason, first off, no scientist anywhere says that something came from nothing. And I recommend the book The Blind Watchmaker by Richard Dawkins. That's basically an answer to the intelligent design theory. Stu, I take no offense, but I don't have any bumper stickers of any kind on my car.
I was speaking with just kind of symbolic.
I gotcha. But also, it keeps coming up, and I got to keep reiterating, I'm not angry at God or religion or anything else. Now, in answer to the other panelists, he keeps bringing up begging the question, and I have to point out that any time you reference the Bible in support of your argument, you're begging the question, but that's all I'm going to say about that. Now, this is where it really becomes a problem for me, because, you know, we talk about what happened before the Big Bang. How do we explain all this? Why is gravity? I mean, these are real questions that don't have answers. That doesn't mean there can't be an answer. We might find the answer, but we can postulate an intelligence, but how do we get from that postulate to the God of Abraham?
Okay, and we're out of time. How do you guys respond to him real quick? I want to give you guys a chance to respond. The music's about to play.
I just want to quickly say that he should not live on blind faith, but trust in God. That salvation is not only to save him from hell, but it's to save his reasoning now. And your listeners have heard the type of reasoning that the unbeliever must have.
Yeah, and you know, Flip, we're going to pray for you. God may be calling you to himself to be a great apologist for the Christian faith, because he's given you a great mind. We're going to pray that he'll change it. Because you know what? Your Muslim friend, Allah saw the way. That's right, Muhammad saw the way. Hey, Buddha kind of thought he might know the way, but Jesus is the way. And he's alive today. Hey, Flip, stay on the line with us, okay? Will you do that? Because we're going to talk some more, maybe have some bonus coverage, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You're a good sport to be on today. What, guys, tonight, Greensboro, North Carolina, right? You're going to be there?
That's it.
Okay, Greensboro, North Carolina tonight at 7 o'clock, 7 to 9. Be there. Find out more at truthtalklive.com. Hang on.
Emerson, Truth Talk Live.